Good evening, everyone. This week, we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Baaloscha. And for this week's Parsha for Beginners segment, I want to share with you two incredible episodes, really the bookends of the Parsha. The first episode from the beginning of the Parsha, next episode from the last part of the Parsha, and both of them independently and together teaching us a beautiful theme. The Parsha begins with a simple statement. Hashem commands Moshe to tell Aaron, Baaloscha es haneros. Aaron is given the responsibility to kindle the menorah in the Mishkan, and then later on his descendants will kindle the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. This was an act that was done each and every day during the days in the Mishkan, during the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi is intrigued by the fact that this commandment to light the menorah comes here in Parshas Bamidbar. After all, we learned about the Mishkan earlier on. We spoke about the construction of the menorah earlier on. Yet the command for Aaron to light the menorah comes here. Rashi explains so beautifully that if you remember from the end of last week's parsha, we read about all of the karbanos, all of the offerings of the Nesiim, the heads of each of the tribe, the tribal princes, and each of them brought many animals and gold and silver. And as Rashi states, Cholsha Daito Shel Aaron. Aaron was very upset. Aaron was depressed because he felt left out. He felt like he didn't have the opportunity to participate in this dedication of the altar, of the dedication of the Mizbeach, of the Mishkan. And Hashem says to Aaron, don't be upset. Shelcha gidola mishalohem. Your opportunity is even greater than their opportunity. Why, Hashem says? Because they only got to participate in a one-time dedication. But you will have the opportunity to go ahead and to kindle the menorah each and every day. And even though the kindling of the menorah is done inside of the Beis HaMikdash, out of sight of the overwhelming majority of people, it was an incredible opportunity for Aaron to come close to Hashem. And herein lies an incredible lesson. What is really incredible about this story is not that Aaron got to light the menorah. He's the high priest. He's the Kohen Gadol. He had the opportunity to do many things. What's incredibly unique is that he was upset when he felt that he missed out on a spiritual opportunity. He saw all of the other tribal leaders having an opportunity to connect with Hashem. He didn't have that, and so he felt left out. You know, my dear friends, sometimes we have an obligation to perform, and suddenly we're exempted from it. And truth be told, most of us aren't too upset when we find ourselves released from an obligation. The greatness of Aaron is that he did not see the mitzvos, the Torah, as something that sat upon his shoulders that he had to do, but he felt that every single mitzvah was an opportunity for connection. And so when he felt that other people, he saw other people had this beautiful moment of connection and he didn't have it, he was upset. He was sad. He felt left out. And so Hashem rewards him. Not with money, not with gold, not with precious gems, not with a big vacation, or not with anything else that is material. He rewarded him with the opportunity for connection each and every day. The kindling of the menorah was Aaron's great reward, ultimately, again, for wanting additional avenues and opportunities for connection with Hashem. And there's an important lesson to be learned here. We often look at our Judaism as a series of do's and don'ts, things I have to do, things I can't do, some things I want to do, many other things I want to do, but I can't do them, some of the things I have to do, but I don't want to do them, and we kind of lose the trees from the forest. The mitzvos are not just a series of behavioral obligations, but they are our opportunity to connect. They are our opportunity to have a relationship with Hashem. Hashem said, you know, I'm God, the King of Kings. I'm anywhere and everywhere. We're just mortal man, regular people. So how does someone so ordinary like me and you connect with something so extraordinary like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the mitzvos. Every single mitzvah offers us an opportunity for connection. Every single mitzvah represents an opportunity for us to strengthen the bond between ourselves and the Ribono Shel Olam. So the next time, maybe I'm looking for an out from a mitzvah. The next time I feel like complaining because the spiritual responsibilities that are on my shoulders might feel a bit heavy, recognize that those responsibilities are opportunities for connection and opportunities for relationship. The second lesson I'd like to highlight from the parsha is towards the end of the parsha. The Torah tells a dramatic story about a conversation that occurred. Aaron comes running to Moshe. Moshe, our sister has been stricken with tzaras. And of course, he has to then tell Moshe the whole story. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He drops everything and he davens to Hashem. A simple yet profound tefillah. Kel na refanala, please Hashem, heal her. Please Hashem, heal her. And here we see the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. That even when he was wronged by his own sister, he didn't hold a grudge. He didn't get upset. He saw that she was in trouble, and he did whatever was within his power to help her out. Sometimes people hurt us. Sometimes people offend us. Sometimes people upset us. Our job is never to hold a grudge. Our job is to give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe that person spoke about me negatively because they misunderstood something about me. Or maybe there's something going on in their life that's causing them to speak negatively about me. But one thing is for sure, whatever their reason for speaking negatively about me, I am not going to hold a grudge. I am not going to bear animosity. I'm not going to try to get even or get back. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to move on. And not only that, when that person is in trouble, I want them to know that they could count on me to help. Three beautiful and incredible lessons amongst many lessons in this week's parsha. Ultimately, again, Aaron HaKohen teaching us the power of the menorah. Mitzvos are not a load that sits on our shoulders. Mitzvos are an opportunity for greater connection. Lesson number two, we must always be careful with our words. And even when we mean well, that never gives us the license to speak harshly or negatively to another person. And lesson number three, even when we are wronged by someone, we must forgive, we must move on, and even if that person needs help, I must be ready and willing to rise to the occasion and lend a helping hand. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening, a good Erev Shabbos, a beautiful and restful Shabbos, and a wonderful weekend.